Well, good morning to you. I'm Peter Vidala in for Laura Carlo. Some European cities you visit and you just know you're in Europe. Strasbourg, the birthplace of the arranger we are about to hear from in just a moment. One of those fairy tale kinds of towns. And although here in Boston we like to think of him as one of our own, what he brings to the Boston Cello Quartet is really that ethereal yet distinct calm from across the centuries and across the pond. And speaking of iconic Boston and ponds, you may know that the Swan Boats are making their spring debut tomorrow. What you may not know is that those iconic Boston Swans, like our first composer this morning, derive their inspiration for their seasonal performance from the rich European classical tradition. More on that a little later. But whilst you muse about that and indulge in that perfect morning beverage, which you might just as easily be nursing in a quaint European village, why don't we let Boston Cello Quartet's own Blaise Desjardins gently, ever so gently, just kind of nudge you awake one circumspect pizzicato cello string pluck at a time. Sound good? Okay. Rhapsodia Cubana by the Catalonian pianist Isaac Albéniz on Classical 99.5 WCRB. Rhapsodia Cubana coming to us on an EMI compact disc about as close to syncopation as we're ever going to get here on WCRB. Ahead this hour, the operatic inspiration behind an iconic Boston Garden tradition, and we've got not one, not two, but three Johanns from three different centuries. But first, I know you're not accustomed to juicy news gossip on Classical 99.5 WCRB, but we do have the most tempting, dainty morsel for you coming up. On the story for us, a priest named Giovanni de Gamera and poet Pietro Metastasia, two of the librettists behind the opera Seria. And oh, so Seria this opera is. How Seria? I promise the answer after this. Tabloids tend to distract us from the problems in our own lives. Maybe you think you're having a less than perfect morning. Well, if you're not infatuated with the daughter of your enemy, your morning is probably kicking off much better than that of the titular character of Mozart's Lucio Silla. So, whether you're just itching to finish up the last leg of your commute, or if you're the more observant, introspective type who prefers to watch others scurry about to their respective destinations, Sir Neville Mariner and his Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is going to help us all get there, making this the perfect overture for the day's conquests, whether you're one of Boston's movers and shakers or the subject of eternal scuttlebutt, like the Roman dictator Lucio Silla on Classical 99.5 WCRB. We just heard the overture to Mozart's Lucio Silla on Classical 99.5 WCRB. In the news today, you know, you don't usually think of Boston as a particularly romantic city. Perhaps you think of Paris, Venice, you know, fill in the blank. But did you know the Swan Boats opening tomorrow actually draw their morning drink of inspiration from the wellspring of the rich classical music tradition? The opera, Wagner's Lohengrin, and the iconic tune from that opera, The Wedding March, or Here Comes the Bride. Of course, if you're a runner, you're probably thinking Here Comes the Rain. We've only got a few days until the internationally renowned Boston Marathon, and already the National Weather Service is predicting rain like last year. Boston Athletic Association just announced they'll be adding three para-athletic divisions next year. Among those para-athletes competing next year will be Adrienne Haslett. She lost the bottom of her leg in the 2013 marathon tragedy, and just recently she had the misfortune of being hit by a car in the Back Bay, and unfortunately that will prevent her from participating this Monday, but she'll be there next year, she promises. Meanwhile, out in Western Mass, WGBY Public Television will be joining forces with New England Public Radio. Pending FCC approval, the resulting group will be called New England Public Media. However, it's not a merger. WGBH investing in the deal, of course, operates Boston's home for classical music. You know, besides being known for WCRB, Boston is also known for having some of the most pristine air quality of any metropolis in the world. And the reason is the Gulf Stream, you know, the flow of water up the Atlantic coast. Well, did you know that that same Gulf Stream that brings us the cleanest air in the world also has been known to cause a little stir from time to time elsewhere in the nation, like, say, in Pennsylvania? Tempesta de Mare, or A Storm at Sea, is a Baroque orchestra out of Philadelphia. you can thank them for perhaps returning the favor, bringing to us all three tempestuous movements of this Concerto in D by Johann Friedrich Fausch on Classical 99.5 WCRB. Talk about creating a morning stir here on Classical 99.5 WCRB. Well, if you don't mind, with this next carefully curated selection, we're going to keep dialing up the mood just ever so slightly. The classical mastermind behind this next work has been known to be a bit of a nonconformist from time to time. In fact, it was a banned book, a banned French novel that Giacomo Puccini saw fit to fashion into one of the most celebrated operas now in existence, performed for us by the New Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Bruno Bartoletti, and coming to us by way of a compilation EMI compact disc. This is the entr'acte to our morning here on Classical 99.5 WCRB. Of course, it's also been called the intermezzo from Puccini's Mano Lesco. We just heard the intermezzo from Puccini's Mano Lesco via the EMI 4 compact disc collection Montserrat Caballé, great operatic recordings, to begin yet another half-hour program with just a pinch of Catalonian flair. In the way of other timeless recordings, we did promise you three Johanns this hour, and with a little help from the MDG compact disc label and Consortium Classicum, if you're keeping count, this is Johann number 2 of 3 for the hour. Johann Christian Bach, representing the 18th century well. We've got all three movements of his Symphony for Winds in E-flat major moving along as swift as the morning on Classical 99.5 WCRB. Hailing from the 18th century, again, that was Johann Christian Bach's Symphony for Winds number 3 in E-flat major. Once again, I'm Peter Vidala in for Laura Carlo. You know, someday as you look back on this most excellent day in your life story, you might find yourself wondering, was it the classical music on 99.5 WCRB that made this day the most amazing day, or did your already amazing day simply make the classical music on the radio that much more magical? Well, in attempting to solve life's little philosophical chicken-egg quandaries just like this one, I find it useful to turn to the sage wisdom of America's rich artistic tradition and its foundational mantra, respected universally by fine artists everywhere. This well-reputed mantra, the foundation of all fine art, is simply this: it all started with a mouse. That is, Deflator Mouse. It's the Overture to Deflator Mouse by Johann Strauss II, performed by the Bavarian State Orchestra via Deutsche Grammophon compact disc. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the WCRB family and inviting us in to share your most excellent morning. Kathy Fuller on the way, and she just might, have that swan song. You know, the one that inspired our beloved swan boats. I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.